a business that you are obsessed with, built on the effortless feminine frequency, breaking all the freaking rules, having a lot of fun, and being a match for big money. This is Big Business Energy with Milana Saranok.
Welcome back to the Big Business Energy podcast. I'm so excited to be back here with you and so excited for all the new episodes that are dropping right now, because we're on the theme of my favorite thing in the entire world to talk about, which is content. And I just love sharing as much as I can around content with you, because it is truly one, the number one driver of your sales. Like, your sales are mostly going to be driven through your content, and it is the number one brand builder that you have, because most of your brand will be built through your content. And it is the number one thing that gets people to not just come into your world and buy from you, but to stay there. So it's really like the best thing you can do for your business to create a healthy, long, sustainable business is to focus on your content. And content and messaging have just changed my business and changed the businesses of all my clients. And so I'm just really like excited to share everything I can with you around content. So today, I want to talk to you about the content type that makes me the most amount of money in my business. And I can guarantee you 100% it is not what you expect, and it's not what you think it is. So this content type and this type of content that I put out regularly is actually the type of content that falls within one of my content categories. I'll tell you in a minute. And you know that the three content categories, if you listen to the previous episode, by the way, which hopefully you have, if not, please go back: leadership content, value content, and activating content. And this content type is the type that brings in the most sales. And the reason why is because it attracts the most highest level clients in my business on repeat. And it just works so well that it's almost like a secret hack that, like, when I look at someone's profile, I'm like, why are we not doing more of this? Like, where is this type of content? And I always get my clients to incorporate this into their content strategy. So the type of content that I'm talking about is content that has nothing to do with my business. So the content that makes me the most amount of money in my business is content that has nothing to do with my business. And stay with me, because I know that sounds counterintuitive and you're like, what do you mean? And I want to clarify, this is not content that is like inspirational. This is not content that is me just sharing random bits of my life trying to be an influencer. This is not like a work with me today type of content, or get ready with me, or whatever type that you're thinking about that's like non-business related. And there's nothing wrong necessarily with those types of content. You can incorporate them into your content strategy. But I'm talking about content that specifically speaks to the beliefs and values of my ideal client. And this falls into leadership content. So this type of content has nothing to do with my business, because it's often sharing beliefs and values that are not directly related to my business. So for example, when I say something like, if you dial in your messaging, you can make way more sales, you can call in high-level clients immediately, that's a belief and value, but it relates to my business. It relates to what I am selling and talking about continually, which is content, messaging, and all the things. This type of content that I'm talking about that falls under leadership content and non-business related content is my beliefs and values on things outside of business that still directly impacts how people perceive me and whether or not people want to work with me inside my business. So I'll give you an example. A couple of months ago, I posted a piece of content that was something like, I don't believe in being a hot mess. And I talked about how as a society, I feel like we've normalized moms and women a lot of the time being in this like hot mess persona, you know, like especially the moms of like young kids, they've got like a bun on the top of their head and it's like all messy and they're like look really tired and have like under eyes and they have like coffees and they haven't dressed up. They're like in their trackies and just pulled on any random shirt and they're running around with their kids and they're looking like an absolute hot mess and they're feeling like a hot mess. They're like, I'm always tired. I'm always like, I never have a shower. I never get to have my coffee in peace, blah, 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 blah. And there is this persona that's kind of glorified by some people, I feel, and sometimes in society of like, but that's just what a mum is. That's just what like motherhood entails. And for me, that's something I never resonated with. I just never resonated with, well, when I become a mum, I'm just going to be this hot mess all the time. And that's not to say that you don't have hot mess moments, because Lord knows I have my hot mess moments, you know, like there is a difference between I'm having a hot mess moment or a hot mess day where that is literally what I look like and that is how I feel like versus this is just what I've normalized as a standard for my life because I think that that is normal. I think that's okay. I think that's an acceptable standard. And for me, it's not. The acceptable standard for me is not to be a hot mess. The acceptable standard is I'm relaxed, I'm happy, I am well fed, I'm well caffeinated, I've dressed myself, I have personally for me, I've done my makeup, that makes me feel good. My hair looks good, I've washed it, it's clean. I've put on something that I feel good and confident in. I've got things under control. Like that's what I resonate with. And that is what I believe for me, motherhood gets to be. And that's what I aspire to. So if I fall into a hot mess moment or a hot mess day, I want to move out of that into my empowered state, into how I feel my best. And so I don't normalize being a hot mess. And I wrote this big post about this, just sharing this belief generally. And it didn't relate specifically to my business. I didn't talk about it in terms of my business because I was specifically just talking about it in terms of motherhood. But it was really interesting because so many people reached out. I ended up signing a couple of high-level clients from that into my highest-level offers because they reached out and they were like, this spoke to me so much and this is something that I believe in too. And I want to share with you why this content piece was so impactful, why I brought in sales, even though seemingly had nothing to do with business, and how you can use this strategy in your business to create sales for yourself. And I know I've just said, I've called it a strategy, but honestly, it's not even a strategy. It is a way of being. It is who you are. So this type of content is leadership content because it's showcasing my beliefs and values. And yes, it's showcasing beliefs and values not related to my business, but in a way they are indirectly. Even though I don't talk about business in that piece of content, I am saying something about what I believe and value business-wise, because those same beliefs and values are reflected in how I run my business. The same way that I don't believe that I want to be, not that I get to be, I can be whatever I want to be, but the same way that I don't want to be a hot mess in my role as a mother or in my role as a wife or in my role as a woman is the same way that I don't want to be a hot mess in my business. I don't want to be the business owner that's exhausted and working 14 hours a day and always stressed and has 10 million adrenal problems because they're over caffeinating and not eating and never see the daylight. Like that's not my ideal. And I don't glorify that. I glorify being chill. I glorify a laid back business. I glorify sales that come in when I'm at the park with my kids, pushing them on the swings or seeing them coming down the slide. I glorify sales coming in when I'm having a Pilates class and I'm living my best life or I'm getting my nails done. And I like to prefer to glorify that because that's what I resonate with. I believe we all get to have that. I believe that's how you get to create your life if that's how you want it. And so when someone sees me talking about like not believing in being a hot mess in motherhood, they get to take that belief and they apply that to, well, she doesn't believe in being a hot mess in motherhood. Surely she doesn't believe in being a hot mess in business. And they would see other content that does support this. This is why your content stack is so important. And they're like, yeah, I want to be this too, because it's an embodiment. It is beyond just a belief and a value. It's an embodiment. And that embodiment reflects back not just through your content, but also how you show up. Like, they can see my stories, for example, and open my stories on any given day. And most days, not every single day, of course, because no one is a perfect robotic human, but most days I am that embodiment. I'm going out, I'm getting my nails done, I go out for a daily walk, I get sunshine, I have my coffees in peace. I do often reheat them, so that is one thing that I haven't been able to figure out. But in general, like, I'm just loving life, I'm enjoying it, I'm having fun, I'm running a business that I love. It feels easy, it's simple, there's very little call times on my calendar. The times that I spend with my high-level clients, like, bring me the most joy because they're the most incredible people to work with. And I'm making sales every day through posting content, and that content takes me 30 minutes to an hour a day to post because I know my ideal client, I know my content types, I understand content strategy. And that all packages into one thing will trigger someone to go, I need to work with her. I want to work with this person. And so this type of content, this non-business related content, but that speaks about your beliefs and values, is going to attract so many people into your world who want to work with you, who are your dream clients, because it's like speaking to them without speaking to them. It's truly attraction content. It's truly non-sales content. And I don't have any problems with sales content. I love sales content. But this content is even more powerful because it says, you are like me and I am like you. And beyond that, there is a soul resonance between you and me, and I desire to learn from you. And there is often a level of leadership that someone sees in you when you post this type of content that they want to download something from. So this doesn't mean they're not a leader in their own right. Your ideal client is probably really smart and powerful and successful and a leader in their own right, but there is some aspect of your life or your business or whatever it is that you're teaching that they want to calibrate to. Something that they feel like hasn't completely clicked in for them and they want to plug in. Often clients that come to me for content and messaging, for example, they're already doing great. They're not like, I have no idea what to say or post. They already know certain things. They understand content types. They understand what to post. They understand who their ideal client is on a high level. Some of them even on a minuscule level. And they're making sales. They're doing good. But they're like, there is something about it that just still feels not super easy. It feels like a little bit off. It's not working like it should be. And you seem to be finding it so easy. It seems to be clicking for you. And so I want what you have. I want to download that thing. And then when we work together, they're like, of course, it starts to click in. It starts to calibrate. And so this is your opportunity to showcase to your ideal client that embodiment piece through leadership content. And the easiest way you can do that is to share your beliefs and values and about things that are not necessarily business related, but can be related back to business. So for example, you can share beliefs and values in regards to different roles that you have in your life. Like maybe you're a mom like I am, or maybe you are newly married, or maybe you're a traveler. Maybe you are single and that's like a role that is interesting to you and there is something exciting about it for you. There is so many different things about the different roles, you know, you're a wife, you're a daughter, you're a friend. There's just so many different things that you can really like extract values from, but also you can extract values from things that you believe in the world. I had this client and one of her big beliefs and core beliefs was around the environment and sustainability. And so we incorporated some of this content into her business and it was related to her business. It wasn't entirely unrelated. So it did have some relevance to her business. And she had so many people reaching out to her being like, oh my gosh, you just made me fall in love with you even more because I believe that too. And that may or may not be something that you resonate with. It doesn't matter. The point is, you have to share your truth. I'll give you another example from my own content. Often in my content, I will talk about leaving the corporate world, leaving the 9-to-5, leaving the rat race, and kind of I'll refer to it as unplugging from the matrix. And that's because one of my big beliefs is that the 9-to-5 world, the corporate world, is set up really to keep us in like a hamster wheel of like a matrix, the traditional 9-to-5 world and roles, where I truly think that the way society was designed was that you're meant to go into this 9-to-5, you're meant to be working from morning to night, you have no time for yourself, no time to think, no time to do anything out of that. So you commute to work, you go to work, you come home, you make dinner, you watch Netflix, you go to sleep, okay? You're not barely seeing the sunshine, you're not having time to cook and eat healthy foods, you don't have time to spend on things that you desire, you don't have time usually to have hobbies, interact with friends, you're like in a little rat race maze. Okay, and you're just like running and you can't get out of it because society sells you the dream of get a mortgage for 30 years, as much as you mortgage yourself up, as much as you can, get the best house that you can, invest in that. And then you're working now for the rest of your life to pay that off and you feel like you can't unplug. And that's the matrix. And to me, that just always felt like a fuck no, like absolutely not. That's how I always viewed it. Even when I was working in corporate, I was like, this just feels like a scam. Like this whole thing feels like a scam. And I wasn't a mum at that time, but I remember thinking like, so I'm meant to have kids and then I'm meant to like go to work, leave for work at like 6, drop them off at like 6 a.m., pick them up at 6 p.m. from work. I have an hour with them to put them down to bed at like 7:30, and then I do it all again. And I'm like, this is what I'm meant to aspire to? I don't think so. Like, that just doesn't feel like what I want to do with my life, and that doesn't feel good. And so I always knew that was not going to fly. And I talk about this in my content. And by the way, not like every day, but from time to time, I talk about unplugging from the matrix. I talk about it on the podcast. I talk about it in a post. I talk about it in a TikTok, whatever it is. And every time that I do, people reach out and they're like, holy crap, we are the same. How can I work with you? It's like a little trigger that pulls them and says it like sparks that soul resonance. And let me be clear, I think that absolutely every single person that reaches out based on this content is someone that's already been following me. It's already someone that has the problem that I solve. So they're already requiring like support to grow their business. They want feedback on their content and messaging. They're an ideal client already. They're not like some random that's like, oh, I resonate with your worldview. Like, how can we work together? They're obviously an ideal client from the problem solving perspective. And they believe that I can help them because I've already shared my other types of content, like my educational content, and I've shared my activating content. But this is a type of content that like just makes so many people pull the trigger. That's like the like lever that's like, oh yes, I need this. And so I want to encourage you to share more of this content in your content. Speak more to your values and ideals and things that you believe in, because that's going to create a soul resonance with your ideal client. And you can speak to whatever you want to. Often when I talk about this, people are like, oh, but I don't want to share my big political beliefs or my personal beliefs. And my answer is like, you don't have to. There is nothing that is forcing you to share anything. You get to share whatever parts of you you desire to online, because your business is a separate entity. Your business isn't you. So as much of you as you want to plug into it, you get to do that. There is no requirement for how much or how little you're going to do. So share whatever feels good, share whatever you want to share. But do start to incorporate this type of content, and especially think about incorporating it in a way that it showcases how you embody the things that you say you believe in. So if you are someone who talks about gut health, showcase the things that you believe in that are related to gut health, like showcase you being in the sunshine first thing every morning. Showcase you eating kimchi every day. whatever it is, right? And talk about why you so strongly believe in that, why that is something that like is the hill that you would die on. Guarantee you are going to see so many more people reaching out when you start to incorporate this content into your content strategy. You're going to be like, why didn't I do this earlier? And it's so easy. And by the way, these posts are the ones that take me the least amount of time to create and write because they're just me. Like, I don't have to think about it. It's like, that's just what I already believe. That's what I would say to a friend. That's what I would say to my husband. So I hope that was helpful. I hope you loved that. And I want to remind you that wildfire content is open. So if you haven't seen, I've opened the doors to wildfire content and also to the magnetic messaging portal. And there is also a bundle for both of those programs. They're all on pre-sale, each content on its own and the bundle. It's all been put on pre-sale for the next week. So there is pre-sale pricing. It expires at the end of the week. And then the price will go up. There are some amazing bonuses. So I've linked it in the show notes for you to check out. And if you want to start to speak to your ideal client directly, you want to know exactly what you need to say to them so that they buy from you literally all the time. You want to know what levers to pull in your content to create sales on repeat. And you want to be able to do this really effortlessly and easily. Please go check out Wildfire Content and Magnetic Messaging Portal. They will change your life. So I love you. I hope you love this episode and I'll speak to you in next week's episode. Bye.